Mobile, KV4M Mobile.
Hope you're doing, well.
Just trying to navigate around Costco, back out on the Woodruff Road, and catch the back roads to get back to the house, get away from this mess. I hope you guys are doing well.
Beautiful day. Really, really pretty. So, we're doing pretty good.
Officer, are you out loafing around?
Matt, and I was helping him with a couple of antennas he had.
Saying Matt's kind of like saying Tom or Bill in this group.
WG4MC.
Okay, now I know what Matt you're talking about.
A lot of Bills and Matts and Toms and Eds. So we're going to get something to eat, and then I'll be headed home again. He had one antenna came down, and another one was he rebuilt, so I helped him with them.
Just because you're a good man, but, oh, Lordy. Well, which antennas was it you had to work on?
The Wyndham, and that one he rebuilt, so we took the old one down, put it back up. Not much of that. He had already had everything ready. The other one's an 80-meter Carolina Wyndham. And because of space, he operates it with the ends folded down. Things look pretty good for him.
Is he going somewhere to eat with you?
Yeah, he's in the car in front of me. And he named a couple places that I'm not sure. He's probably on. He probably got his radio on right now, I guess. I don't know. I'm just following him. Wherever he stops, that's where I'll stop.
Well, WG4MC, if you're listening, hello from Kilo Z4 Mike and KN4LBO. Major planning this winter when the leaves are off and try to get some other antennas up. I wish I could do it now, but I got way too many leaves to try to deal with that, but I may be down for a little bit. Depends on what the MRI says when that comes back.
Tom, are you still there? N4IQ.
I thought maybe you had designated and bailed out on me, KZ4M.
Did you get hold of Matt?
I called him. Didn't hear anything.
Okay. I couldn't tell because I'm right behind him. I thought maybe my receiver was being desensed. Okay, well, I didn't know. I thought you were talking to him.
He may be on another frequency or may have the radio on.
Possible. I got to figure out where he's going. I don't know. He may be going to the land room for lunch.
Guess you'll be in our neck of the woods.
I know you don't live far from there. I'm on a road I'm not sure I've ever been on before. But, oh well. When I go home, I'll figure it out. I'll just put Google on. Let it tell me. What's been your major projects?
Trying to keep up maintenance on four different houses.
Like four houses. We're at the Saluda Outdoor Center. I have never been on this. Well, I'm on 124 West.
You're over to Easley, I guess, to eat.
From where I live. I don't know, maybe that's close for him. It's not close to me.
About to take a launcher and hit Easley from his house.
maintenance of four houses. Why four houses? Isn't one enough?
It's too much, but no, mom and dad's they're still not springing back to their young chicken age, and I'm having to deal with their house and the beach house, and then what I can get done at my house, which I'm trying to remodel, and then having to go down and take care of LBO's place, and I'm losing my mind here.
Well, it's pretty noisy, but go ahead. How you doing, Bill? How you doing, Bill? That's all I got. What is your call? 3-4-N-E. We can support November Echo. Noisy. I still don't have the call, so maybe you copied it.
Whiskey 4 November Echo, but I couldn't swear to it.
But anyway, whoever that was, appreciate you calling in. Just really, really noisy. And I do believe he must be taking me to easily. My goodness.
And you can get back home easy enough. You got one of those little handheld computers that you talk on all the time. All you got to put in your home address. It'll tell you how to get there.
Okay. You said something about the copper something. I can't remember the last word. Copper kettle, copper bowl, copper something, which I've been to before, but not over here. I can't remember the last word, but anyway, I guess that's where we're headed.
So I hope you guys enjoy your lunch, and maybe he won't get you over there and get you peel off.
Alright, well, pretty dry. I'll tell you that anyway. Well, I'm going to go ahead and sign here, right? We got to be getting close. SC-153 coming up. I know where we are. Oh, my goodness. So he did take me to easily. Oh, my. Anyway, 73-speed, Tom. Hope things go well for you. N4IQ.
Well, Sharon says hello and goodbye. And you guys have a great meal, and you be careful getting back to the house there. I'll say 73. Give me a call if you need me, brother. Kilo Z4 Mike. Going to be clear and listening.
Copper River. I knew it was copper something. Okay. 73 is you and Sharon. N4IQ, QRT.
4M, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha.
Hi, sir. This is Kilo Z4 Mike. Name here's Tom. Tango Oscar Mike.
Yeah, Tom, Dave. You probably didn't recognize the call, Dave Ivey. I haven't been on for about a year. I just got an antenna up in the air and running low power on a Kenworth TMV71. Just wondering if I'm full quieting into the repeater.
Affirmative with a big awesome stamped onto it. I didn't. When you were giving your call sign, you weren't talking long enough for me to recognize your voice. Sorry about that.
And no problem. Like I say, I've not been on 2 meters for over a year. So, yeah, I had a diamond antenna that normally goes on a pole. But I've got all kinds of trees around here, so I just tied a rope to the top and pulled it up in a tree yesterday. Greg helped me IT yesterday because he came over to borrow the antenna launcher, and we tossed it up in a tree. Sounds like it's working real well.
Sitting at Hudson Road in Old Spartanburg near Pelham, and I know I'm only getting the power that the repeater is putting out, but you're so clear that you're resonating the windows in the car.
Awesome. I've got an option of low, medium, and high power here on this radio, so I'm just going to leave it low. And just nice to know that that's good. Say hey to Sharon, too.
And then saying hello.
Very good. Are you going to be joining us on Tuesday for the mock session?
I wasn't sure. I didn't know about Tuesday. Somehow or another, I was getting the emails, and I got an email that something about either Saturday or Sunday, and then I never heard which one it was until it was over, and then I heard Gary talking about, yeah, we did this on Saturday, and I'm like, okay. So I haven't heard anything else after that.
Yeah, he sent out an email. I think it was Tuesday. I might not have that right, but it was going to be a mock session. He sent it out to the people who were signed up for the next class, so we just wanted to kind of shake the bugs out a little bit. Yeah, when we did the first trial just to shake out the equipment, I was there at the house with Benjamin and Doug and Gary, and that worked out just fine.
I'll go and check my email to make sure it didn't get routed in the wrong box, just to make sure. But yeah, I do believe I'm available Tuesday. I'll have to look, but I'm all in. I just need to firm up, make sure that's when it is, and make sure I'm free.
Do it even as a remote student too. Either jump on the air if you've got internet at your house, or meet us at Gary's. But yeah, double check the time and place to make sure that you got it right.
Thanks for the heads up. Like I said, I'll have to try to remember to look at it when I get home. We took off running errands this morning, and we still haven't been back to the house yet. So I'm ready to go back and have some lime flavored beverages and maybe climb in some crystal clear water in the backyard.
Great. All right. Well, good talking to you with you, Tom. KZ4M, KE4EA.
Hey, this is Kila Z4 Mike and KN4LBO. We both say hello to Miss Vicky and 73. KZ4M is going to be clear listening.